Geshe Gelick is here.
Please have a seat. Good morning, Venerable Hamula. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Good morning, Geshe.
Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Alini. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. But it's good evening here in Thailand.
You're in Thailand? Where?
I live in Kampang Phet, halfway between Bangkok and Chiang Mai. I've been here since 2007, except for 4 years in China. I join your meditation group during the week.
Okay.
With Michael.
Oh, yeah, Michael. Thank you, sir. Good evening.
I've been practicing 21 years, and since 2007, till Maul came on the internet, I was practicing on my own a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay, welcome. Welcome to the class. Oh, good morning, Suzanne. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Phillips. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Venerable Tubden Chuing. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Carolina. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, David. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Panditji, Patti. Good morning, William. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Kevin Webb. So, start with a short prayer. The Venerable Hamula will lead.
Let's start with Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra 3 times. Heyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Heyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Heyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. And now the verse and praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Now the 4 measurables. we'll say this 3 times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse in praise and mantra for Arya Mother Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator Mother Tara. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Now we'll go back to the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer led by Krishna.
Sāngye chūdā sōchī chūnām lā chāngchū pārdhūṁ dāngye nyāngvāj. Dāgye chūshī jībhē sūnām jīyān rō lā pējī sāngye rō mādā shū. Sāngye chūdā sōchī chūnām lā chāngchū pārdhūṁ dāngye nyāngvāj. Dāgye chūshī jībhē sūnām jīyān rō lā pējī sāngye rō. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanjo pardon dame jambaj. Dage chishi jive sunam jen rola pinje sanje jambaj. Tata la mevela mevela chi omo da jajin la so chuchu shama chava chava nama sanje da sunra va rabdo shi chen deve jujo ma. So someone chant again, please, the money mantra, maybe. So 3-3, so and all my friends, and we all visualize. Venerable Hamula, we chant the first three times out of compassion, you know, toward yourself, out of compassion toward yourself, and out of compassion towards all the mother centered beings. So then, hollow light, you know, emitted from the cherished body. So then the nectar flows like form of milk or form of liquid, or like if you visualize him. In order to, like when we do the purification practice, so then we are supposed to visualize the white light. Light is like white. So the very nectar that flows through the hollow light, that's also like a white liquid, you know, like milk. Yeah. So Venerable Hamula will chant three times. So then the light and nectar, they dissolve into our crown chakra. So then purify all the problems, especially problems that related to the mind caused by pride and arrogance, completely purify. Then your body become like like crystal ball. Okay. Purified. Then your body become a crystal ball, like completely clean, physically, mentally, completely clean. Or you can visualize that, you know, like our body, our life is like some kind of like so nectar is like light. It lights up, then it displays all the darkness. So then it's completely become light. It doesn't matter, darkness remain there like hundreds of thousands of years. So one moment of light display all of them like that. Okay? First three.
Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum.
Well, you probably already heard, you know, many times, like five color light. So usually where the five color light emitted from the enlightened being's body. So usually, you know, we have like five chakras here, heart, navel, then the tip of organ. So there's five chakras. So that's where usually five color light emitted. White, red, blue, blue, then yellow from the navel chakra. Green. to the organ, the chakra, they locate to the organs. So that's where the five colors usually emitted for the sake of knowledge. So there's like whenever you visualize five colors. So then also like, why five colors? So there's like five wisdoms of enlightened beings, five wisdom. First one is called mirror-like wisdom. So then, you know, if you are familiar with the death dissolution process, this five wisdom is already been mentioned there, you know, within the 25 substance or 25 constituents that dissolve, or like in the beginning, five at a time. So the number decrease when it's reached to the lower dissolutions, the number decrease. So element, you know, then the water, earth, fire, wind, these are dissolved with the five constituents. That's 25 of them grows, 25 constituents that dissolves. So then each one dissolves with the wisdom, the five wisdoms. So while you visualize before you achieve enlightenment, while you visualize five color, create the cause to achieve the five wisdom of enlightened beings. So that's why, that's the reason. Okay, this is for the sake of knowledge. This is the reason, that's good to know. So then why visualize light and matter both? Visualizing light create the cause to achieve illusory body. So the natural power create the cause to achieve clear light. So that's why, you know, for the sake of knowledge, that's why you visualize. Why you visualize light and nectar both. So you are trying to create the cause to achieve illusory body and the clear light. Or like the unification of clear light and like illusory body. Sumjub. Kutapa Jumeko. Illusory body is like the pure part of the body. It's like illusory body is the pure part of the body. So clear light is the pure part of mind. So that's what's called sumjub, unification of clear light and illusory body. So then you achieve in the very last stage. So try to create, right now try to create the cause, okay? For the sake of knowledge. So that's how you explain in the future, near future. If somebody asks you, so then you can, that's how you explain, all right? So now the second round of mantra, so then please visualize out of pure compassion, not out of guilt or fear, out of pure compassion towards yourself and towards all mother sentient beings. Next three chanting the mantras. So then anything, any complication, problems, you know, like pain that related to the jealousy, completely purified, then your life becomes completely free from jealousy.
Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme
hum. Oh yeah. So then next three. Three time money mantra recitation or chanting, purifies doubt. There's so much doubt. You know, the doubt that began that, you know, that not believing in yourself. Not believing in yourself, there's negative doubt. not believing that, you know, you can achieve fully enlightenment, not believing that you can liberate, not believing that your life is not precious, not believing that you don't have opportunity, all kind of doubt. So then completely purify that, then your life become completely free from that negative doubt, and that you gain all the confidence that if you walk, you can liberate yourself, you know, according to Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. Within 3 years, 3 months, or 12 years, you could achieve, you know, achieve that illusory body and the clear light, you could achieve. Okay?
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme
Hum. So then the third or fourth recitations. Oh, completely purified that, not understanding the true noble truth, no true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth, and not understanding how to eradicate the root of samsara. Oh, there's so much ignorance there. So they visualize the, oh, completely purified all the ignorance, then your life becomes free and free from the ignorance. Oh.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
So now the fifth recitation, and also that completely purify clinking, began with the clinking so tightly on this life. Then from there, everything else, from there to everything else. Oh.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
So then how you can free yourself from clinking so tightly on this life, then according to Lama Tsongkhapa's Lam Rim teachings, meditating on precious human life and impermanent. Meditation on precious human life and impermanent, so that will take care of the clinking so tightly on this life. So that strong grief on this life will loosen up. When you meditate on precious human life and impermanent, that includes death. So then, you know, so that, that's how you're freeing, grieving so tightly on this life. Doing that doesn't produce anything good. But not doing that, makes life much easier. Okay? So then the last one, like, freeing ourselves from the anger or hatred. Any problem that causes by that, completely free, purify that, then our life becomes free from anger. The last one. Did we chant 7 times or 6 times?
That was 7 times, Geshe-la.
Huh?
That was 7 times, Geshe-la.
Did I already mention the anger?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Okay. Well. Because I'm just waking up, so that's why maybe 7. So, even just reciting Mani Mantra, there's so much benefit. Something about one of the Tibetan Dharma King, as I mentioned, he wrote this text called Manika Bum. So that's 1,000 pages long. So you wonder, only 6-syllable mantra, why you wrote 1,000 pages long? It's not like Tibetan traditional text. So far I read 164 pages, so there's a lot of pages to read. if you put effort to count the hair on four-legged animal, it's a four-legged animal, but how you say a four-legged animal, or furry. So last time we got what to say, furry.
Four-legged
animals.
Yes.
You can count their hair piece by piece. But reciting Mani Mantra didn't say how much reciting Mani Mantra, the benefit of reciting Mani Mantra is far greater than that. Rains every single day, 360 days, every single day rains, you can count that water drop by drop. But reciting Mani Mantra, benefit of reciting Mani Mantra is far more greater than that. Do I believe? Maybe I have a lot of doubt. So that's what I'm saying. We have so much doubt. We don't believe in that benefit. We don't have faith in the benefit that explained by Dharma King Sanzen Gampo in the Manika Bum. Merely remembering Buddha Vajrasana's name purified each and every name of karma. Do I believe? Heart. So, every problem has answer. It's not like there's no answer. Every problem has answer. Now the question is do we take the answer very seriously or not? So we must not. If you make there's so much to learn, there's so much to do, you don't need to feel discouraged. You can just focus on the Mani Mantra. Simple as that. We can just recite Mani Mantra. It's not that difficult to learn. Even the parrot learn. Parrot. Now you see on the YouTube, even the parrot say, oh, Mani Padme Om. If the parrot can learn, then how come that you cannot learn? Impossible. We are human. We can learn. So there's so much benefit, So I just want to share that with you, so much benefit. Even just reciting Mani Mantra, you can just do very good meditation. Recite 3 times, visualize, as I mentioned. And then, So this is good, that's very good. Okay, so out of pure compassion. Good morning, children. This is Eliza. Thank you for translating for the people. So, Thomas, any questions?
Yes, Geshe-la, there are a couple of questions from last week.
Okay.
They came in very late at the end of the day. You were talking about, the nature of fire is to go up and the nature of water is to go down. So the question is, when you talk about the nature of something, is that regarded as a permanent phenomenon?
No, I don't think it's a permanent phenomenon because fire is not permanent. Fire is impermanent. Yeah, so that's a good question that person raised. But sometimes Tibetan words called chuni. Chuni means, usually means nature. Nature, In regarding to shunyata, in that category, when you see word nature, that's probably permanent. So when you see the word nature in the four reasoning logic, so that is not permanent. No, it's just nature. It's just sun ripen things up. You know, like there's the nature of sun. The fire burns. There's not much explanation needed. Fire just burned and cooked and burned. Okay, Shunyata. So, I think last time that I probably did make some mistakes, so like reasoning of dependence. So that includes, as I said, if you wonder looking at the far, from the very distance, looking on the mountain, top of the mountain, see the smoke, wondering whether there's a fire or not. You cannot see the fire. If there's fire, you cannot see. How you can prove someone sitting right next to you wondering whether there's a fire on the mountain or not, and like because there's smoke. Then you can tell that person, oh, there is fire because there's smoke. So that's like reasoning or dependence. So last time I probably made a little bit of mistake. And wondering whether there's a water or not. If there's a water, you can't see the water on the mountain. But you see the person right next to you wondering whether there's water or not. You can say, oh, there is water because there's a group of geese that flies on this mountain all the time. You can say there's water. So relying on that sign or reason, if you go up the mountain, you're more likely to find some water. Okay, that's what Tutup is about. Tetup, so then like all the logic that been used, there's like five different logic that used in the Pasankika system to help us to understand the shunyata or emptiness. Something doesn't exist inherently because it is dependent. It's dependent. So that's called another logic, okay? Yeah, very good question. So nature doesn't mean it's permanent. You know, when you see the word nature with shunyata or emptiness, so then that's like more like permanent. So not the nature within the four logic, that's not permanent. Huh? And then what else?
Okay, Geshe-la, there's a question that just came into chat asking, can you talk about the benefits of reciting the Heart Sutra mantra? This person has been drawn to start doing that, and he recites it most days now. So what is the benefit of reciting the mantra from the Heart Sutra?
Heart Sutra, the main subject of the Heart Sutra is shunyata, the emptiness. That's why that sutra is like Panchaparamita Sutra. So, I say in English, go beyond. Venerable Tenzin Lama, how you say, go beyond, what is the meaning of the mantra?
Geshe-la, I remember it as go beyond, go completely beyond, so be it.
Oh, exactly like that. So, Gadigat, Paragat, Parasamgat, Bodhi, Soa. So usually kind of explains five set of mind or path. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning, that means goal, competition goal. Path beyond learning, same as fully enlightenment in Mayana path. But no. So usually when we recite the mantra, we are supposed to pull the bit in, Yara mantra, Mani mantra. These are all trying to draw the blessings. When you recite the Heart Sutra mantra, you are supposed to move the bits outward, not inward, outward, because it's like removing obstacles. You know, so then after that, you know, three claps, or sometimes they does three, nine times, typically, generally speaking, three times. You know, so then that bears on monastery to monastery. Our monastery does probably nine times. So, so that each to remove specifically dedicated for specific obstacles or to remove. Okay. So then Akasamara Zashata, Akasama, you just move the beat outward from Akasama Zashata like that. My very good question today.
And then another question from last week, Geshe-la, is a request that you describe the that you describe bodhicitta path at a high level.
Can you repeat?
Yes, can you describe the bodhicitta path at a high level?
What is the path at a high level? First, all of us, first we need to help ourselves. So we really need to dedicate to help ourselves. So if you never dream of helping yourself, it's almost impossible to think of helping others. That's almost impossible. So I remember last time when I'm teaching in California, somebody said, in order to give candy to somebody else, but you have to have candy. If you don't have candy, there's nothing to give. If you don't have sweet, there's nothing sweet to give to others. So I thought that's quite interesting, like analogy. So first, in Lamrim small scope, what they are talking about, they are talking about how to help yourself. That's all. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. You know? The middle scope, same thing, is also helping in a little bit broader picture, how to help yourself. Basically, how to give yourself complete freedom from samsara. Not just from freedom here, there, you know, complete freedom from samsara. So then the great scope, then you are trying to help other beings. That's how the path has been set, laid down step by step. First, as I mentioned last week, we have moral obligation to help ourselves. It's nothing to do with religions. That's something that we have moral responsibilities, you know. And one of the Kadama masters said, my precious previous life, give me this wonderful gift. I myself make sure that I don't throw this gift off the cliff. It means need to push a little bit up, at least few inches up. Don't throw. You know, somebody give you a wonderful gift, you just don't use, throw it out. That's not the best use of that wonderful gift that you receive from somebody else. Never use, just throw out. Like that, you know. I make you all the riches. My precious previous life, give me this, you know, precious human level, precious gift. Tada gelo rinpoche. In the word, it refers to the fully ordained monk, but doesn't matter. We all have. It's not like, oh, only fully ordained monk has the precious human life. That's not true. We all have precious human life. That's how it worded, Tade Gelo Rinpoche. Now you picture, make sure that you don't throw this off the cliff. So that indicates like that we, each and every one of us have moral responsibility to help much as possible ourselves. So that, you know, helps begin with meditating on precious human life. Not looking at somebody else's life, your life, the life, very life that you have, that you need to see there's some preciousness in this life. It's not entirely negative that you think there's ignorance. Sorry to say, there's pure ignorance. There's something preciousness. No. There's Buddha nature. That nature of mind is pure. It's like clear sky. And clouds, they are temporary. There is not like inseparable with the sky. So that you can never see pure sky. If it's inseparable as you think, then there's no chance to see pure sky. Similar here, these are all Chima tamche lobu vasmi. They are all, they are temporary. They are diamond buried under the ground. You cannot say there is no diamond because you don't see it. You need to just clear the dirt. Holy object wrapped into the dirty cloth. You cannot see, but there is holy object inside. There's something holy inside. You just need to uncover that. Same like there's no many examples we mentioned, like a diamond under the ground, precious, the holy things wrapped in the dirty cloth. We only see the dirty part. We don't see what's inside. Inside, there's something very pure. That's why the life is, you know, considered as a precious human life. So it began from there, meditation on precious human life. Without this form, enlightenment impossible. It's not just what they said. Just look around. How long it takes to teach some animals to say some word? How long it takes? Just forget about the meaning. Just the word. How fast you can learn because of this light? How fast you can learn? So this is very precious. You know? It's important to remember. So then throughout the day, how to take the essence the most out of this precious human life. This precious human life could slip through your hand by doing nothing. You know? So, what is renunciation? Oh, renunciation is all about helping yourself. No more, no less, that's all what it is, renunciation. You are trying to give the best gift to yourself, liberation, moksha, complete freedom from all the problems, forever. You can do this life, because you have this body, you can do. You have to have faith in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. That's something you can do. Somebody else did. Looks exactly like you. 2 ears, 2 eyes, 1 nose. Not like they have 4 nose, 6 eyes. Same thing. Looks like same like us. They did it. Why do you think you cannot do? First, cover yourself. Then bodhicitta, of course. So then when you look around, you understand the situation that you are in, you understand the situations inside out. Then when you look around, everybody else going through the same thing. So then that is the foundations to develop bodhicitta. It's not like, they are my friend, they are my neighbor, they are my same tribe, same religion. It's nothing to do with that, you know. So that kind of, that small scope kind of builds up the foundations for your universal compassions. Without universal compassions, there will be no bodhicitta. Universal compassion is the direct cause of bodhicitta. So that's why the universal compassion is the last cause, the instructions that's coming from Maitreya Buddha to Arya Asanga, then all the way to Lama Atisha, that instructions. 6 causes and 1 result. 6 causes. The last cause is the universal compassion. That produces bodhicitta. So then the question is how to meditate on bodhicitta. You also need to learn. There's 2 instructions. One is coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya Buddha, Arya Asanga, the Lama Atisha possess both lineage. Another one is called self-exchanging oneself with other. That instruction is coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Manjushri to Nagarjuna to all the way to Lama Atishas. You know? So there's 2 instructions. When you teach, you need to teach them separately because there's 2 separate lineage. When you practice, you can probably alternate. Second one is called Dashi Nyamje. Da, self, she, other, jem, exchange. You know, so being in other people's shoes. How that feel, you know. Oh, so Dashi Nyamje. Then, as I mentioned many times, you know, sincerity, you know, there needs to be consistent. You know, you can't just think so one few days, then after they completely forget. Then it's hard to, you know, develop the citta. There needs to be consistent. Such a powerful mind. It's such a powerful mind. Bodhicitta is such a powerful mind. Very powerful mind. Oh. If you put effort, because, you know, whoever meditating on bodhicitta, so they are like, they go from happiness to happiness. And then why you worry about the time? How soon, how quick, you know? So, only time we worry when you have some difficulties. So then they'll feel like so long. When you have good time, time flies. Oh, when you are developing bodhicitta, you are having good time. Time flies. Even they say, oh, it might take eons, flies. If you think, okay, I want to do now, that's kind of short sight, that's kind of sign of weakness, you know. So bodhicitta. So then, you know, once you develop bodhicitta, once you take bodhisattva vow, so then after that you need to engage into bodhisattva deed, which refers to six perfections. Six perfections. So first and foremost, very good questions. So if you have a lot of interest, you know, you know, some people naturally, right from the beginning, they want to help others. That's wonderful news. Yeah, you can practice bodhicitta. Now, you can practice, you know. Some people naturally have, you know, who knows, maybe there's something to do with the previous karma, hard to say. Maybe that person has been practicing bodhicitta from the previous life, hard to say. So in that case, now the question is how the meditation on bodhicitta has been done. So that's important, you know, important. Without knowledge, then meditation will not become productive. So need to learn. No? So then contemplate, then integrate. Take the last place, integrate. If there's nothing to contemplate, there's nothing to integrate. In order to contemplate, there's something, has to have something to contemplate. No? So then it's called review meditations. Analytical meditation, then single body meditations. So then come by one by one. Okay?
Yes, Geshe-la, there's another a question kind of following on what you've said, asking, is this what we are requesting with the prayers, Magnificent Beloved Guru, abide in the lotus seat of the heart, guide me with your great kindness and grant me realization of your body, speech, and mind. Are we praying that we attain the realizations of the Guru? And is this the Heart Sutra? This is the question.
What is the Heart Sutra?
That's the question. So the question quotes the, that wonderful stanza, Magnificent and Beloved Guru, abide in the lotus seat of my heart, guide me with your great kindness and grant me realization of your body, speech, and mind. And then she has two questions. Are we praying that we attain the realizations of the Guru? And then her second question is this the Heart Sutra?
Good morning, Randy Packer. See, when you visualize the throne, top of that there's a lotus, then top of that there's a sun disk, top of that there's a moon disk. So these three things symbolize renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing, shunyata. So then the very person that you are visualizing on that top of that On top of that, that kind of has symbolized that person that possessed those three qualities, and you are wishing the same qualities, renunciation, bodhicitta, visualization, then you are kind of requesting to achieve the same qualities. Is that the question?
I think that is the question she's asking. Are we praying that we attain the realizations of the guru?
Yeah, praying, you know, that's like technical term. Praying is we are wishing. Pray is a form of wish. Form of wish that you see in the piece of paper. Pray, not different than wish. Pray is same than positive wish. Not every wish. Not every wish. There's negative wish. That's not called prayer. Prayer is not different than positive wish. That you're wishing something. You're wishing to achieve the quality that possessed by your guru, and then you're wishing the same qualities. No, yeah, of course that you're wishing. So like sometimes, like, you know, like praying sometimes sounds like, oh, you do nothing, then asking them to give you something. No, it's not like that. That you're wishing based on your practice. There, if somebody asks like, oh, fortunate one, what do you wish? If the guru asks you, oh, fortunate, or maybe deity, if Tara asks you, what do you wish? Fortunate one, what do you wish? You could, in the Vajrayana case, you say, oh, great bliss. I wish great bliss. So that means, you know, refers to the some kind of realizations. In this case, you could say, I seek wisdom realization. If you say, I seek cheesecake, so that wish is kind of very small. If you say, I seek cheesecake, so that's so very small. You need to say, I seek renunciation, bodhicitta, visual realization, yada. So that's then, if maybe someday, you know, if somebody calls you, don't see, all the time, maybe out of like, how is it, out of compassion, or maybe out of irritation, maybe something, what you need? Sometimes you say, why are you calling me again? What do you need? Probably same thing could may happen. So if that happens in your dream, maybe more likely, first it will happen in your dream. So we need to then able to ask, I seek, you could say, great bliss, or you could say, I seek, you know, two principle experts apart. Oh. So to make sure that if that question has been raised, make sure that know how to answer. Don't just say like, oh, like long life or that different mundane things, but it's not good. Okay? Good morning, Maitreya. How is also? Yeah, so what else?
I guess so there are no more questions in chat.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left. And like, I think last Sunday, so somebody asked a question about six professions. Is that correct? So then I did explain a little bit. So I went to practice, you know, the first profession, professional generosity. I went to that a little bit. So then I think also did talk about the ethics a little bit, right? So now the third one is like patience. So these are what one will do after developing bodhicitta. So then you make a strong wish to engage into bodhisattva deed. So these are the bodhisattva jit. Actually like three moralities. When you expand the three moralities, then it's become six perfections. Three moralities, so there's a summary of six perfections. Same thing. When you expand that, so then become six perfections. So patience. So then Master Shantideva extensively wrote about patience in chapter number 6. You can read. Sometimes I jokingly call it the anger management program by Shantideva. Anger management program. You know, like somebody asks you to help, to fix something or maybe figure out something. Also, then you're trying to help to explain, you know, trying to, either it's like the, what do you call it, when you buy things that become the booklet, that, what do you call that?
Instructions,
yeah.
Dorothy over here in my altar room over the window, you know, so very kind of. So Gishisambu is trying to fix that. So Gishisambu in general, they don't read English very well, so I probably read better than they do. So they asked me to help them. So then I read exactly what instruction said. Do this, do that, do that. So that's on Sunday, so that's not my time because class is about to start. So there's very limited time, so I read. So then they try, it looks like it walk a little bit, not no walking. So then after Gishisambu goes up with the instructions. Then after class finished, he comes down. Oh, Gishila, you are giving me all the wrong informations. You know, things slowly come up here, all the way come up here. That, yeah, come all the way up the right before the lip, it's all coming up, slowly coming up. What kind of information is coming up? Information is like, how dare you are telling me that I'm going to, you are giving me the information. There's all long stories. You know, so then you face choice. Either you say something, so you don't say anything. Here I'm not bragging myself. I'm not bragging. That happens. I think it happens to you because we are all human. It happens to all of us. We face choice. Yeah, that, you know, doesn't require much to situation to turn into toxic. Doesn't require much. You say something that other person don't like to hear. You say something the other person don't like to hear. You say that, then other person unhappy. That kind of toxic energy that makes you unhappy. Then all atmosphere become toxic. Finish. No result. What is the result? What you gain? What he gain? Nobody gain anything. Everybody lost. So something like that. So then, what kind of things help? Oh, message from Lama Tsongkhapa, message from Pejal of Sachuji and Guru Puja, you know. Oh, the explanation about the patience, Oh, Kamsum Jigu Malu Tujuja, Kamsum Jigu Kamsum. Desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Every being from those realms turns against it, turns against you. Kamsum Chugum Malu Chuju Dishishin, Sangdu Deshi Soji, just criticizing you, or creating rumor about you, looking down on you, maybe hitting you, pushing you. Mitu Nele, Mitu. Hard to do. Mitu. Don't get upset. Me too. Hard to do. Very hard thing to do. Come to Chibu Malu Chibu the Shisha Sangdu Deshi. Nele, like reacting negatively. You don't do that. You respond kindly, compassionately. You win. You win. You definitely win. You 100% you'll win. No question. There's no question. It's not maybe or maybe. No, no. 100% you will win. There's no questions. 100%. If you can think of that moment, if you can think the message, oh, it will protect you. 100% it will protect you. Near future, when you remember that event, you feel great, you feel proud. Because you implemented a little bit. A glimpse of bodhicitta you implemented into your life. A glimpse of practice of patience you implemented in your life. Right there, you are protected 100%. There's no doubt. So then, you know, all of a sudden, you realize I'm seeing this all the, every single day, I'm seeing this. So maybe because of that, you're able to remember that moment, you're able to remember how to make the best choice. Best choice. Now see. It's hard. It's hard. It's very hard. And practicing patience is not easy. So now the question is, when you practice patience, if somebody's being annoying, if somebody's trying to disturb you, oh, that is the moment you practice patience. If nobody's bothering you, you can think about patience, but you are not really practicing patience. You are thinking about patience, you are thinking about the benefit of patience, you are not really practicing. And when you are practicing patience, if somebody's making some noise or trying to get eyes under your skin, somebody's trying to get under your skin, so that's the moment, if you implement, then you can say, I practice patience. You can say, I practice patience. You did practice patience. Result, you are protected. Nothing negative comes out of your mouth. That has been put, that is protected. Nothing negative thought rise, that's protected. Physical negative actions doesn't come because there are no intentions. Bodhicitta and compassion, kindness will never ever produce negative physical actions. Never. That's 100% true. So, not easy, it's not easy, you know. So like, it requires like to a lot of thinking. Ego may not like that. Ego may not like that. But we're trying to not remain the slave of our ego. We are not trying to remain as a slave of our ego. No, really. No, it's not easy. So, patience, you know, sincere religion, and I mean, it's not like now, it's, no, that moment is not like all the beings from the desire realm, form realm, form realm, formless realm is turned against you. It's not like, there's just one being. It's not like all the beings from North Carolina, it's not like that. Not all the family members, not all your friends, it's just one of your friends. It's one of your family members. You know? If all your family members, all the friends, all the people from desire, if they're truth against you, what do you do? You do that. You don't. You reply kindly, out of compassion, out of kindness. Who win? You win. 100% win. Who lose? Maybe ego will lose. The ego needs to lose. Otherwise, long as the ego remains there, probably there will be no ultimate happiness. No? So, all the only thing that we can do, we can try. That's all we can do. We can try our best. That's all we can do. Success may be so tiny, but it's huge. Success can be so small, but it's huge. So, as I said, you know, in the beginning of the class, every problem has solutions, every problem has answers, but we don't implement, we don't have faith, we don't have faith in practice, we don't have faith in teachings, we don't have faith in ourselves. You know, so it's just many obstacles, many obstacles. So, so then, you know, all my friends, then you try, and I'm trying every single day, trying through review meditation, analytical meditations, also that you can do the same thing. Okay, you can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so probably that's it. Maybe time is out.
Geshe-la, before we go, there was just a clarification on what you were saying earlier about nature.
Oh.
And the question is it correct to say the nature of fire is impermanent because it changes moment to moment? The nature of fire... The nature of fire to be hot and burning is permanent because the hot and burning nature of fire is not changing.
It's also impermanent because it's like nature of, like, how do you say, burning?
The nature of fire to be hot and burning is permanent because the hot and burning nature of fire is not changing moment to moment.
Yeah, it's changing moment to moment because there are different degrees. But it's not the same, like, same heat. Sometimes less heat, sometimes more heat. Sometimes not. It's like because it's functioning, Do you agree the nature of burning and the heat is a functioning thing? Is it functioning thing? I'm asking. Sometimes in order to answer the question, you have to ask the questions. You can't just give. Sometimes you have to ask. So, nature of burning and the heat, is that a functioning thing or not?
Yes.
Yeah, please write on the chat so I'm not sure how to look it.
Yes, the questioner said agree.
Yeah, functioning thing is called ngubo. Ngubo means impermanent. Ngubo, there's many synonyms. Ngubo, impermanent, these are synonyms, different names, but these are all synonyms. Anything that's functioning is impermanent. The Tianjinyuva, so functioning. If you are familiar with the philosophical text, so then you understand. It's called Nubo, functioning things, not different impermanent. Okay, very good question. So we don't have much time, so otherwise I can go like. That means your head is like spinning, clockwise, counterclockwise. very good question, and thank you very much. And you all have a wonderful holiday. So enjoy your holiday. And if somebody's there this morning from Thailand, so then you have a wonderful night. And hopefully see you like next Sunday. Okay, enjoy. And please be safe and be well. Yeah, alhamdulillah, now dedicated.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life bearers, first for the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, in the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful, Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Then the one for Sarah J. Kenson, Rinpoche, Jetson, Lhasa Dala. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And of course for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And seven Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Well, Alejandra, children, thank you very much. So you take care. Oh, and everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.